understandable from guys that figure they've got a personal responsibility in their own conscience. But the way it added up there, unless Bill and I were there putting on, Archmore won't withdraw his motion. And in connection with that, he adds, Manny, that probably it would take unanimous consent to withdraw it, and that there undoubtedly would be objection to that. But that's not to beg his position, because he feels that he's offered this in good faith and he's committed to it. Now, so the critical vote, as I understand it, well, I mean, obviously, is on that motion. And I think, Bill, unless we've got at least seven and maybe another one on our side to vote down that motion.
Yeah, we need eight. We've got nine. We hope maybe a minority before the morning's up, but we don't. What as I understood it was that we have nine. Is this enough? Seven?
Nine. Seven is enough only if we produce ten.
Man, he's got a proxy, haven't you? Like ten?
Say no. Well, no, six, nine. No.
That's nine.
We got nine. You got eight, Bill?
Well, Mr. President, you know, if you don't get this nine or ten, probably ten, that puts majority of the minority voting against the motion of a minority, and there is a psychological block there that you really ought to, and when I say you, I mean you people who talk with the majority, you really ought to get a majority of those present and voting on your side for this problem.
No doubt that will be true. When the vote is taken, if we have the votes, 4-6.
We don't count. We didn't take it.
If all the Southerners, however, vote for it, and we don't get the denied, then we need eight or so.
trying, I just can't make it too strong here, that we were in a hell of a time bind this morning.
Right.
And a little bit that meeting almost blew up with some guys saying, what the hell sort of a bums rush is this?
Yeah, but I mean, we're dealing with some.
I understand.
We
came out. You got to remember, we got three Southern boys on that damn committee, too. Well, the other day, Miss Brennan, I asked Archmore, were you just point blank? And then he called me back just to be damn sure there was no misunderstanding. And I said, well, Arch, I didn't misunderstand. You didn't agree to withdraw your motion. And I will try to commit you to such a promise, but I hope you don't commit yourself too far the other way. But we got the guys up there.
I know, but that's all right. In any case, what we've got is 9. My impression was last night we were talking about 8 Republicans. That gave us 17, so we were in business. I hope you can try to get the 8, because I know I'm going to try to get the Coleman's vote was on the base.
Coleman and Libanani are
the 9. Libanani won't count among the 9. Coleman, the impression we had 8 Republicans, which would have given us 17.
In our bunch, Mr. President, 7 or 8, whatever it turns out to be, we've got all, well, with one exception, of the guys that were pretty hot for the subcommittee bill to start.
I understand.
See, so we've had the guys like Jimmy Bromwell and Garner Shriver and some others on there but for our intercession, hell, I don't think we'd have gotten them at all.
Well, now, President, you're trying to get the victory vote now. 10:30 is going to vote.
We've got to be down there at 10 as well, Barnes, so we've got to be there very soon.
Well, I don't.
We're
going to get the medal in this quick if we're going to get it.
Well, that's all. We're going to either get it now or we're going
to
get it.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to get to it before we get back there. Okay?
I think might as well have it over with.
That's right. We've got to have a chance now. I tell you what, Charlie, I will. We got a chance to get at least one of the Southerners won't vote for the war. So we may not be in trouble at all. Let's just assume the worst, we can't get them. Then we've got Libanon, who said he wouldn't, and then later last night told the board, assuming that his heart is still strong, we got 10, we're all right. So I'm going to talk to Coleman and tell him that we may only have 7 Republicans. Would you, though, now he may blow at that, then in that case we're in trouble. Can you see if you can? I mean, that you can't do the impossible. You see if you can get an 8. If we need them, and if we don't need them, tell them to vote the other way.
Yeah, well,
and they go behind us.
But Democrats, whatever you got to change.
Yes, well, that's what I mean, he'll know.
Yeah.
He'll know whether we need them. And the chance, I would say the chances are we will not need it, but if we do, would you get one of our reserve?
We've got,
just have one reserve if needed. Otherwise, Charles are on his own.
I think he'd come along.
Okay, well, why not? I'll try and I'll talk to these other two so it may not be necessary. I wondered if we could agree on the procedure of business so that we can see if we could wind this thing up.
First order of business was to indicate to read the first.
support the previous question. And the question was raised, Manny, in our little meeting just now, on the hill, you avoid going on 2, 3, 4 weeks, considering the substitute section by section, which is what our boys, I'd say most of them, don't want to do. So I said, well, Manny Seller would have to move the previous question. And if the previous question prevails, a baby's born. Hell, I mean, and we'll have a good vote on our side to report the bill. In my opinion,
that's
the substitute bill.
If the argument is against the previous question. And I agree, everybody then will jump aboard. So those are the ones we got to keep at eight.
Well, that's about the way the ball bounces, Mr. Brown.
Right. Well, anyway, we got 9 cold. We're going to try to get 10. You have 7 cold. You try to get 8.
That's
if we need it.
Okay.
How about this?
Away, you can understand out of your own experience.
But I think that if we